live from the Allstate Showcase Studio. This is the Steve Cochran Show on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Music is a world within itself, with a language we all understand, with an equal opportunity.
It is 9:10. We're live on CLTV and 720 WGN. Pete McMurray in for Steve Cochran. In studio with us, we have a real-life hero, U.S. Navy vet Ryan Shannon, the captain of Team Navy's sitting volleyball. Good to see you, man. Congratulations on the gold.
Thank you so much.
And thank you for your service.
Thank you for the support.
How's Chicago been for you?
It's home to me, so coming home, it was a no-brainer. When my career started ending, I was like, we're going back to Chicago. No questions asked.
Where'd you grow up?
I grew up in Morris, Illinois.
Okay. I passed Morris on my way to Peoria, so, you know, the small towns, I get it.
It's tiny.
Yeah. So how long did you serve?
I served just about 9 years, so just under 9 years. And I had like a 3-year stint of bad luck, which eventually led to being 90% disabled and my career ending. So
what happened? I ask because people are watching on CLTV. You walked in the studio. You look like a basketball player. Yeah. I'm like, what's wrong with this guy? Why was he in the Warrior Games?
So I have incomplete paralysis on my left foot, and I actually have a prosthetic brace that I wear right now.
Okay. I'm
looking at amputation, which is probably going to happen here in the future, near future. I also suffer from PTSD and anxiety and traumatic brain injury.
How do you deal with that PTSD?
It's learning how to deal with it. And asking for help and figuring things out. For me, it was music. Music helped out a lot for me. And it's tough. It's a battle every day.
Right. Is that why you started Music RX? That's your deal?
Absolutely. So I was prescribed a lot of pills when all these things happened, and my pills killed me. My wife resuscitated me in our bathroom. And my heart had stopped for just over 30 seconds.
You're kidding.
Yep. And I chose from that point when I woke up, I wasn't going to take pills anymore.
Wow.
Good for you.
So I started finding ways to therapeutically deal with the PTSD triggers and the anxiety and stress, and music therapy started coming back. I used music a lot to like get motivated for sports and events and things like that. But what I found was there's certain songs that I can go to if I have a PTSD trigger that takes me away from what's going on in my brain and kind of just focuses me in on
what's your go-to lyrics. Song? What is it?
Right now it's 21 Pilots. It's talking to me big time lately.
Okay.
That's awesome. When do you play an instrument, or is it the music that just changes your mindset?
So, like you said, I'm tall and gangly. So,
I thought you were athletic, but okay.
You can be a drummer.
We can do athletic works. I was never really able to play and move my fingers and things like that really well. So I kind of dabble in guitar and drums and keyboard and stuff like that, but nothing to hold a tune really. So it's more about the lyrics and the composition of songs and stuff for me.
So you decided to start this to help out other people.
Absolutely. I found that
music therapy.
Yep. It helped me tremendously. I'm medication free. The highest thing I take is maybe an ibuprofen or an Advil or something like that. And, it worked for me, and it's actual medicine. Like there's
I agree with you 100%, man. I do.
So
music will change your mood. It'll change your style. I agree.
Absolutely. And I just wanted to, I've been helped so much along this path, and I was like, it's my turn to give back to my brothers and sisters out there. So started Music RX Foundation and looking to give free musical instruments, free music lessons, and then music going experiences, so concerts and things like that, if they don't want to play.
What a fantastic way to help others. When you hit that low point, which is, you know, it's a horrible thing to have happened, but it also changed your mindset and it made you say, hey, I want to help other people. I got to help myself. And you realize this music is changing your mindset and making you want to move forward and push through and have a great life. What did you do? What was your next step? And you said, I want to do this, Music RX. Who did you reach out to? How did it all get started?
I reached out to Betsy Shepard. That's who I reached
out to. The queen of PR here in Chicago. Yes.
We started talking about it, and I kind of had the idea, and she came up with the name. She came up with our little tagline, Music is Our Medicine, and she kind of just started the ball rolling. And then I started getting involved in Warrior Games, so it was kind of take a break, but at the same time I was still constantly thinking about it and using music to go win gold medal at Warrior Games, you know, and get psyched up. So it just kind of reiterated what I was trying to do is and that's get help out to other people. It doesn't have to come to suicide and things like that. It can, there's other ways to go about it, and there's a lot of people who are going through these things, and if I can help one person in my warrior family, that
God bless you for that,
help
man.
Me, then
it's really fantastic. And they do a lot of music therapy and art therapy and acting therapy and all those great therapies, not only for PTSD and wounded warriors, but they also use that, you know, with kids with mental disabilities and other folks that have gone through
autism,
traumatic brain injuries. So I just think, you know, what you're doing here for the wounded warriors can really translate and cross the line to so many other people that can benefit from the music therapy.
Absolutely. And it's not just the wounded warriors. I extend it out to our first responders as well, because they're heroes too. So
absolutely.
U.S. Navy vet Ryan Channon in studio with us. For those of us that have hit rock bottom, I don't know if everybody on the show, but I've been there a few times, okay? And rock bottom, you usually find something that you can carry for the rest of your life. And, of course, the music did that. How did you get into the Warrior Games?
The Warrior Games, so I actually sponsored an athlete the year after I suffered my traumatic brain injury out in Pearl Harbor, Hawaii. I kind of was in my process of realizing that some things were wrong. And I think it was my reach out for help kind of moment, but I sponsored an athlete and showed him around the island and everything. And they asked me to come play seated volleyball because they needed an extra body. I wasn't supposed to be there. I wasn't supposed to be doing those things, but they asked me to come out, and I knew from that point on, I was like, all right, I got to get into this program because it's helping. It's saving lives.
Isn't it amazing how God puts you in those situations?
Absolutely. It's wild.
Definitely.
Just a crazy ride.
So you decide to go into the Warrior Games.
Yep.
And how did you decide on volleyball? And you also do what? Swimming?
I do swimming and track.
Look how long he is.
Yeah.
Of course he's doing volleyball. He just hits it right over the top.
I don't know if you guys know this, but I took swim lessons last summer, so I'm obsessed with swimming now. And, of course, the Olympics last year.
Yep.
Okay. How do you get your breathing down?
For me, I had a lot
That's
of damage.
That's the hardest part of swimming.
I had a lot of damage to my legs, so I had to learn to swim without my legs, and it took me a whole year. So getting that part down took a while, and then I started learning to count my strokes while I was breathing, so face in the water, and then I'd count four and breathe. Very methodic. I'm not fast at all. Zero medals in swimming. A lot of fourth place finishes last week.
You're so close. You're so close. I'm going to take a break, and we'll talk more with you, okay?
Thank you.
U.S. Navy vet Ryan Channon in studio with us, the captain of Team Navy's sitting volleyball. They won the gold at the Warrior Games. We're live on CLTV and 720 WGN. Talking about Huey Lewis earlier. It'll be opening for Buffett tomorrow night. I love Huey Lewis. It's a guilty pleasure. I shouldn't feel bad about that. In studio with us, U.S. Navy vet Ryan Channon, the captain of the Team Navy sitting volleyball team. They won the gold medal. By the way, we were talking about your charity, MusicRx. What is the website?
It's musicrxfoundation.org.
And you want people to go there. What do you want them to do when they get there?
If you could benefit from our services, then feel free to send an email. I have all the information on there on how to contact me.
Okay.
Also, if you want to be a sponsor or you're interested in helping us reach our goal of providing instruments and everything we give to veterans and first responders, there's also a place to donate on there as well.
Good for you.
Ryan, we all hear about PTSD, but I think that most of us don't know what that feels like or what you deal with or what the daily experience of that is. Can you kind of just take us into like what when it's coming on, what your challenges are?
Absolutely. So for me, the PTSD, and it's hard to explain, and no one's going to understand it unless they have it. Or like in my wife's case, she saw old me versus new me, so she had to live through it as well. So it's confusing, and the best way to describe it is it's almost like a cloud, like just suffocating you, and you don't feel like you can escape from that. There's triggers. For me, it was fire. Fire really affected me, and so the smell of like rubber on the highway could trigger me, things like that. So having that escape, which in my case is music, I can turn on the song, and it takes away that trigger. It takes me out of that cloud,
right,
and allows me to to keep being me, a human, you know. But it's different for everybody, and that's the biggest problem, is that you aren't going to be able to cure something that's different for every single person, you know. Mm-hmm. There's medicine that zombied me out, and mm-hmm. now I'm not a dad or a husband or a functioning member. I'm just sitting here on the couch melting, you know. And so that's what I'm looking to do, is get, if you can utilize our program, if you can utilize an instrument or go to a concert or things like that, and it takes you out of the darkness, away from the cloud for even a night, then
right.
I've done what we came here to
People
do.
People want to take a pill. They want that quick fix.
Right.
Is it like heart racing? You can't breathe, anything like that?
It gets like that. The anxiety part of it definitely does. I know the first time I flew in an airport, it was, I froze. I stopped and I was in tears, and there's just no help, you know, and you feel helpless and you don't know why it's happening, which is probably the hardest part.
Mm-hmm. Right. And you don't know what to do.
No. It leads to depression and things like that. And I've been sure. there. I've been to the darkest part of it, where I didn't want to be this version of me anymore. So my wife pulled me out of that and helped me pursue and keep going forward. And then this now is something more I can give back.
The
you
next
know?
Step. That's right. Great.
Good for you. It's God one bless. Thing to take that next step with the music, and now you start the foundation to help other people. Absolutely. Which is just a salute to you. And the Warrior Games, you won the gold medal.
Yes.
In volleyball.
Undefeated.
Bang.
Gotta throw it in there.
I gotta tell you, my son played on the volleyball team this year for the first time. Basketball, volleyball, he does flag football. But wow. I love volleyball.
It's awesome. And then the seated volleyball is faster. If you can imagine, it's
faster.
It's more fast-paced.
Well, I was going to ask, how do you do it? How do you go after the ball?
So it's all on you're sitting, and you're using your hands and whatever foot or lack of feet you have to push, get under the ball, and then move and hit.
So you got to have a lot of strength. Are you jacked? Yeah. I can't see.
I'm
you
not. I'd say cut. We call it cut.
He's
not
muscular.
Muscular.
Were you into volleyball before?
I did a lot of like sand volleyball and things like that. I lived in Hawaii and San Diego.
Of course you're playing sand volleyball if you live in those two cities. Yeah.
I envisioned myself as that Top Gun scene.
Right, right. Yeah. When you said, I was thinking Navy, you said Hawaii, I'm like, oh, Top
well,
Gun, there
exactly.
he is.
When you brought Goose. That up, I consider myself a maverick, and you, right. of course, Goose,
I'd
right?
I'd be the Goose.
Yes, yes, you would.
That's true.
You're going to be competing this September.
Yes, in the Invictus Games.
Now, where are those?
That is in Toronto, Canada.
Same thing? Volleyball?
I'll do volleyball and track for that one.
Okay.
And it's the same team that you go?
No, Warrior Games is service specific, so like Navy versus Army versus Marines, and the UK and Australia were there. Mm-hmm. Invictus is USA versus 17 other countries.
Wow.
Yeah.
Damn, dude, you're representing the United States. Don't blow it.
It's getting a little real here.
How do you do track? How do you?
Grit and determination. It's painful. It's not this will be my last year of racing with both my legs. So just getting through it, finishing, doing the best I can, though.
Wow.
But if you see me running, it's all teeth and strained muscles. It's funny looking, actually.
But you're doing it. What an inspiration. I want you to come on Living Healthy Chicago.
Absolutely.
I just read the promo. I'm like, I got to get him on.
This is the guy right here.
Yeah.
Yes, you're all about it. You still have family back in Morris?
I do. My dad, my mom, my extended family lives out there, too.
Oh, fantastic. Yep. All right. I'm sure they're listening right now. You want to say hello?
Hi, Mom. Hi, Dad.
Two things I want to mention. We're doing two events together. You're going to be at Joel's Golf Outing, the Canal Shores Invitational, the 5th annual.
Yes.
You know that's a zoo. Joel Murray puts together a golf outing at Canal Shores, which is a public course that he grew up working on, and they close it down for a day.
Right.
And it's on my birthday, August 7th.
So it's going to be even bigger.
It's going to be off the charts. Crazy. Are you going to be golfing? What are you going to be doing?
I will be golfing.
Uh-oh.
Quote-unquote golfing. Okay. We'll see how that works
and
out.
Brian Bickle, I'm hosting the 5K. You're going to be there for that.
Yep. I'm going to walk it. I'm not running.
That's okay. Obviously. I'll walk it with you.
There
That'll
we
be
go.
Nice. Do I have to run, Betts? Okay. All right. That happens a week from Sunday morning, right?
Yep.
Okay, so I'll see you then.
Absolutely.
We're going to see each other a few times this summer.
I'm excited.
It's great to see you, man. You're really an inspiration.
Thank you.
Give the website again if people want to check it out and get involved.
It's www.musicrx foundation.org.
U.S. Navy vet Ryan Shannon.
And what is so cool, when you go to the website right there, the first thing you see, welcome to Music Arts Foundation, donate. Big, right here, be involved, be a part of it, register, and help out, which is it's important. That's why we're going there. That's what we want to do.
Absolutely.
So thank you. You're awesome.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks for coming in, man.
No problem.
See you soon. It's 720 WGN and CLTV.